In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Wednesday, the 27th of January. We're here 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. every day, covering markets and sports, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Today's guest list for the 10 o'clock show, we've got Zach Mir, Mike Ingram, Jeremy Stretch, Mark Oswalt, Craig Earlham and Corvin Cordelia. For the 1 o'clock show today, we've got Nicole Elliott, Clive Lambert, Francis Hunt, and a rerun of Zach's Charts. Let's kick off with Zach Mir. Morning to you, young
good
Zach.
Morning.
And we've got Mike Ingram, strategist from BGC Partners. Mike, morning to you. Right, give me a headline. Give me a thought-provoking soapbox thought, young Zach.
Why did they save RBS? What a waste of money. What a disastrous idea. It would have been better just to pay off the deposit holders and call it a day in 2008.
Mike.
I follow on from that. I think it just demonstrates how banks, pretty much everywhere to a greater or lesser extent, are struggling. Obviously, RBS's starting point is, for various reasons, somewhat behind other people. But this is one of the reasons why banks always look to be cheap, is it's a profitability issue, and that's a multi-year issue.
Thank you for that. Right, let's go through a number of slides. Let's kick off with the most important slide of the day, Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store, Tip TV in the 21st century. The second most important slide of today is predict where the FTSE 100 cash indexes will be at the end of today. Win a signed copy of 101 Charts for Trading Success. That's your book, young Zach.
Is that me behind it? Is it somebody else?
It is not. That's somebody.
Good photo.
Too much hair, I think,
member
probably.
Of the production team. So, again, if you want to pick up Zach's book, let us know where the FTSE cash index will end today. Right, let's move on to broker upgrades, downgrades. Mike, you chose Sign, World, Crest, EasyJet. Just a couple of lines on each of these, please.
Yeah, is it Sign or Cine?
Cine World.
I always call it Sign, yeah.
Cine. Oh. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, most people know about this company, so they operate cinemas throughout the UK, Ireland, and increasingly into Central Europe. Had a good year last year. It was up sort of mid-20s%. Struggled year-to-date. It's down about 13% year-to-date. Had a trading statement out on the 12th of Jan, which disappointed a lot of people. I think the market got a bit of ahead of itself. They thought we've got the new Bond movie out, we've got Star Wars out, and probably it over-egged it a bit, and in that environment got sold off. Really, you see Nomura basically reiterating, they're saying the fundamentals are still strong. At the end of the day, the trading statement came in line. They are pushing, they're expanding further into Central Europe. And on this, it's on about 15.5x earnings, which isn't actually particularly cheap. It's about 20% premium to the FTSE All Share Leisure and Travel Index. But it's a solid company.
Isn't it a bit 20th century?
A lot of people go to the cinema. I went to the cinema last night, actually.
Is it a cheap night out, Moose?
I haven't been to the cinema. I did see the new Star Wars film. Fantastic. Anyway.
I haven't seen any of it.
I was disappointed,
right.
Actually.
Crest Nicholson,
property developer, the focus on, they say, sustainable housing. It's had a barnstorming year. I mean, it's up 50%. They had their full year numbers out, yesterday. Marginally beat, 1.5-2% above expectations, which were already very, very elevated. They reckon that they can grow earnings by about another 25% through 2016, and then another 10% compound in 2017-18. They're saying that land remains cheap. Government's obviously trying to put penalty incentives out for further housing, and hence a bullish consensus that the market thinks that the average target price on this thing is 703. So Jeffrey's here a little bit ahead, for instance. Of
and EasyJet?
EasyJet, budget airline. Again, they had their numbers reported yesterday. Their year ends on the 30th of September. Bit of a disappointment. The revenues missed by about 2.5-3%. They did reiterate guidance for the full year, and they said they're going to push down on costs a bit higher. They were hurt towards the end of last year due to, you know, you have problems in Egypt, the Russian airliner getting shot down, and problems in Paris, obviously, as well. And they were forced to discount, as was Ryanair, for instance. But, you know, so they're reiterating. Overall, the stock price, I think, is down about 8% year-to-date, and it's down about 8% on a 12-month view. So I think when we look at the chart, it's been pretty much range trading.
Dan mentioned how well they're doing because of the oil price, or the oil price helping them.
It's definitely helping, but obviously, you know, all these oil companies tend to hedge out, so they don't necessarily get all the benefit you'd think if you looked at the crude oil price.
Right, let's have a quick look at the charts. Cineworld, and I think it's 21st century, not 20th century, Zach. There you go.
Well, a triple top there on the daily chart. I think it's... That, with a gap down as well, I think you'd be looking for support around this area here before buying the shares. So wait a bit, I think, on that.
Okay, let's move on to Crest Nicholson.
Bouncing off support again, so back to the highs, I think, after that stonking update. I think, was it 30% profits higher and stuff?
32 pre-tax,
so yep. Brilliant stuff, so you wouldn't want to argue with that. New support well above old resistance there, so very, very encouraging.
Encouraging. And the EasyJet chart?
EasyJet, I suggested it was a sell yesterday on the basis of that gap through £16.80 earlier in the month. And it looks as though, you know, it's had a good run and at least back down to, what's that, 15.20 before having a nibble if you want to go into it again.
Understood. Mike? Ingram, yes. Market strategist, please shout out all of us.
So overnight, Asia was mostly stronger as China largely erases a 4% intraday fall. I mean, it was a really rollercoaster session on Shanghai last night. You're getting further verbal support on the Chinese currency.
I like the way they're investigating the guy who does the statistics in China as well. He's been like...
He's obviously not fixing them properly.
Yes, exactly. There's that sort of thing. So that might come through now that, you know, the figures are wrong.
They also had a pop at George Soros. They said he was partially blind in criticising the Chinese currency. Anyway, US earnings update. I mean, I just wanted to put this poster out there. We're about 20% through the S&P 500 earnings. Notionally, there's a 4% beat on earnings, although revenue's a slight disappointment. But interestingly enough, and I always keep an eye on this because there's always a bit of bait and switch about these numbers, the 2016 full-year forecasts are already down 2%. And then, of course, the big event of the day. So at 7 o'clock UK time, FOMC rate decision. Obviously, rates are expected on hold. I think the market would be shocked if it were anything else. The focus, I mean, they've got to mention in the statement, we've only really got the statement to look at. Focus will be on market volatility. What are they saying about it? How are they interpreting it? And also the pace of tightening. The Fed on the last dot plot said 4 rate rises this year. Don't think anybody believes that.
Don't you think, but after the worst start to the stock market in history for the year, they're never going to, they're not going to raise rates.
The market's not even factoring in 2 rate rises now. And I will say possible dovish percent from Eric Rosengren, who's the biggest dove on the whole of the FOMC.
We've got another slide on that later. Yep. Let's move on now to FX Street. Omkar Gopal, his thought of the day is, as if by magic, hopefully the production team are with us. Cable could break inverted head and shoulders on dovish Fed. Falling channel breach on the higher side could take out inverted head and shoulder neckline at 43.60 on dovish FOMC. So again, that's a bullish potential chart formation. JJ Murphy's the book if you want to understand any of these sort of terms on the technicals. Right, so let's go to Nicole Elliott, who's on the show this afternoon. Legendary investor George Soros, who famously broke the back of the Bank of England in 92, warned last week that China was at the centre of this year's financial woes because of deflation and excessive debt, meaning that an economic hard landing was almost inevitable. Today, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. Yeah, thank you. News agency said that they were ample reasons to stay confident in the face of speculators. While yesterday, the overseas edition of People's Daily said declaring war on the Chinese currency.
Is the Xinhua news agency part of the instrument of the state there?
Yeah.
It's not an independent body like the BBC.
Don't be
or
silly,
something.
Zach.
That's your thought of the day. The nationwide mortgage lender announced this morning that UK house prices grew by just 0.3% in the month of January, taking annual price rises to a lower than expected 4.4%. What's trending? Let's move on to Italy, EU. Italy does deal with EU on scheme to shed banks' bad loans. China, National Bureau of Statistics, hours after defending economy, China's statistics chief placed under investigation.
So there is a job vacancy there?
There is a job.
I'd like to do that.
And Carney, UK Brexit, leaving EU could damage economy, warns Bank of England Governor Mr Mark Carney.
They're really going for a big stay in the EU campaign. There's no publicity on the other way around, is there, on leaving? All the big guns are there.
Let's wrap up on this segment with the FOMC board, more hawks voting in 16. So we've got the permanent voters, the new voters and the voters in 15. FOMC board has more hawks this year than in 2015. Yeah. FOMC likely to retain hawkish tone today as policymakers are worried about financial bubbles and may ignore financial market correction as long as labour market strength remains intact. That comes from dirtyeconomics.com. Right, that wraps up the open. Final thoughts?
We're not out of the woods. I mean, you know, we found the market to some extent finding its feet over the last day or so. I mean, we probably wouldn't have called Europe as being an up day yesterday, yet it was. But, you know, the big themes of growth, stability of growth, where China fits and all that, still very much there. And it's something that the Fed may allude to tonight.
I think we'll see, with the Fed announcement tonight, we'll see whether this week's slight rebound in the markets is a dead cat bounce or not. Obviously, you've got to go for it not being a genuine move. But.
Gentlemen, thank you for that. Let's take a very quick break.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.